You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Flip the switch to solar and improve your home's energy efficiency with Luxy, powered by the Standard Bank Group. The guys at Luxy at Standard Bank conducted a home efficiency survey recently with the help of Business Tech. Quite an insightful survey around all of the developments that are unfolding, especially when we think about the electricity landscape. We actually have had a number of days without a load shedding more than 100. I'm afraid to think about exactly how many days it is, because the more you do that, the more likely it's kind of like Beetlejuice. You don't want to say it too many times. I'm joined on the line by Luxy's executive head of the Luxy platform at Standard Bank, Mark Duplessis, to take a look at this home efficiency survey. Good evening, Mark. Thanks so much for taking the time. Lovely to speak to you again. What was the home efficiency survey about, and what was the response like?
Yeah, so thanks, Jimmy. We're really happy to get a really strong response. We had over 1,500 readers of Business Tech who responded. We focused mostly, most of the questions were around electricity, the geyser heating challenges, as well as water supply concerns.
Mark, obviously with the rising electricity tariffs that NERSA may or may not approve, consumers are always looking at things differently. Was this reflected in the survey, or in the responses rather, that there was a concern around those tariffs? I mean, they're not getting any lower.
Yeah, so with no load shedding, we're very interested to see around 57% of the respondents said they were still interested in getting a residential solar solution. We found this interesting because of the fact that most demand was driven by load shedding. But now with the rising tariffs, there seems to be a growing interest in getting a solar solution for other reasons, being reducing costs. So we also saw that 64% of the survey respondents are planning to or have already invested in solar. And the good news is those who did, who said they had already invested, 95% of them said they've been seeing a marked reduction in their electricity bills.
Mark, you mentioned something about the cost component of it, and I think about the fact that we're still in the middle of winter. Technically, it's not yet over, and typically what we see in winter times is heating costs go up, the cost of keeping the geyser on for a lot longer goes up, and all of that. Are these the kinds of costs that consumers are being worried about, and that's probably what's driving that decision to move to solar regardless?
Yeah, so as you can imagine, the water going into a geyser in winter is a lot colder, so it takes a lot more energy to warm it up. And then, of course, hot showers are something that everyone enjoys during winter to stay warm. So very, very much more usage of hot water. So one of the results in the survey was that 48% of the respondents said they're still trying to figure out how to manage these costs and work out answers and solutions to the cost of water heating. A further 7% said they didn't think that there was anything they could do about it. And another 7% said they'd give up trying to find ways to bring their bills down.
To those 48% that were still looking at trying to find solutions, what is the solution for them?
So we've got a great solution within the Luxy business, which is converting your electric geyser to solar at a very low cost. So we do know that there are great interventions, and a lot of the respondents have noted that in that harnessing power from the sun is something that they would be interested in. In fact, 45% said that they were interested in the converting their electric geyser to solar, which was encouraging for us in what we offer in the market.
Mark, when we look at the geyser component of it is one side of it, but there is the, obviously, you touched on something bigger when you said that water in winter is a lot colder, and access to water has been something else that's come up as well. I mean, I'm thinking about the water shortages we've had, the Johannesburg in particular, where the water's been turned off for maintenance and all of that. Those sorts of challenges have really been something that households have had to contend with. Was any of this reflected in the survey that you put forward? Did they ask for sort of solutions around that aspect as well?
Yeah, so water is, I mean, we've obviously seen a growing concern, but it was interesting to see that many respondents were really becoming increasingly concerned about water conservation, water resources being strained. So we've noticed that people are becoming far more aware. Of course, it's a difficult when it comes to water supply to your home, some people are still looking at backup water tanks, rainwater harvesting, and other options, but it's certainly becoming an increasing concern for most households.
Certainly an increasing concern, but with concerns, there are obviously solutions, and hopefully these solutions do come at a lot cheaper cost than what we've seen. We'll leave it at that, Mark. Thanks so much for those insights and for the time. Mark Duplessis, Executive Head of the Luxi platform at Standard Bank, on the recent home efficiency survey they conducted and some of the insights that came out of that. This interview was brought to you by Luxi, powered by the Standard Bank Group. Flip the switch to solar and improve your home's energy efficiency with products and services from Luxi.
Welcome to Mzansi, where the vibe is always on, but the lights are off. Where we smile through dark times with the hope of a bright future. Where the grass seems greener on the other side, but we choose to go green here. Where Luxi helps improve your home's energy efficiency through quality products, solutions, and services. Visit luxi.co.za to learn more about home energy efficiency. Powered by Standard Bank. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.